Empty!
Once upon a time, the Western world declared Nelson Mandela as a terrorist. Now he is being feted all over the world as a leader for freedom, as a leader for human rights. This is what we are marching for today. We are marching for our leader, Mr. Abdul Öcalan, the leader of the Kurdish people. He is as much a leader and a human rights spokesman and a freedom fighter as Nelson Mandela is. The people, the countries, the states, the multinational companies who terrorized and condemned the ANC and the South Africans and Nelson Mandela as terrorists are doing the same to Kurds today, to the Kurdistan Freedom Movement, to the PKK. Please do not be affected by the media, by Western media and their lies against the Kurdish people. We are not terrorists. We are walking, we are marching today for freedom, for democracy and for human rights, not just for ourselves, but for all of the Middle East. There is an Arab Spring now, as you will be following, but the true spring is in Kurdistan. The true fight for democracy is in Kurdistan. But the Western world has shut its eyes to this. That is why we are calling on the British public opinion, to be aware of the pain and suffering in Kurdistan, to be aware of the civilian massacres, to be aware of the human rights abuses in Kurdistan and Turkey. Over 100 journalists are imprisoned in Turkey. This is the reason why you should boycott Turkey and not go there on holiday. The Sea of Turkey, the beaches of Turkey may seem like paradise to you, but right next to it, in the land of the Kurds, Turkey, the Turkish army and the Turkish colonizers are raping, mutilating and killing Kurdish women, children, elderly people and civilians. 2 months ago, 34 Kurdish civilians were killed by the Turkish state. Knowingly, they were bombarded by 4-ton bombs in Uludere, which is in southeast Turkey, but for us, which is Kurdistan. We want freedom for our leader, Mr. Öcalan, who has been in solitary confinement for 13 years. Today is the day when he was abducted in 1999, illegally by the CIA and Mossad, and handed over to the Turkish government. We do not want war. We want peace. We want a just peace in Turkey for the Kurdish people. We do not want Turkish and Kurdish civilians and soldiers and guerrillas to die. But we will carry on our struggle if a peaceful solution is not met, if our demands are not met by the Turkish state.
We are PKK, PKK is us! We are PKK, PKK is us!